Murphy, did you notice last night when our girls were home? I made dinner, made tacos, and the girls came over and we ate and we got to visit and it was wonderful, all of that. Did you notice what they did for me?
Oh, yeah.
Stealing my heart.
Yeah. Right. They offered to clean the kitchen afterwards.
And didn't just offer, they did it.
Yeah. I thought that was wonderful.
Was something up?
No.
I just think for all those years that they never cared about. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Since they've not lived at home, it's so you hear that when your kids are little and you hear that your relationship is going to change with them and they will change. And it really, when you see it happen, mm-hmm. it's so beautiful. So at the end of the, once we've finished eating, I start thinking ahead to, okay, I'm going to get up and go clean it. Start cleaning the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, just wait, Mom, we'll do it. And I'm like, okay. And they have done it before recently, but they started doing it. They didn't even talk about it. They just started. Yeah. This time they said, I'll do it.
Did their dad help?
No, he did not.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, okay, I mean, it was two of them. They'd already offered. I would have just been in the way.
Yeah, right.
Murphy didn't this time.
Yeah.
No. Murphy does sometimes clean the kitchen, and it's really cute because he really cleans the kitchen.
I'm an insane kitchen cleaner, yes. Yeah. I want it clean.
Cleans it, and then he over on top of it cleans, which is nice. But I just, that means so much to me. They're like, we'll do it, Mom. You cooked for us. I think they could tell I was tired or whatever. And it was, I was like, well, you have to unload the dishwasher too. It's full of clean dishes. They're like, got it. We're good.
Yeah.
It just, thank you. I just love that.
I had really found myself wishing it was garbage night too.
You know? Have they ever volunteered to do garbage for you?
I don't know. That's a good question. They have offered to help me take it out on nights, you know, because sometimes you fall asleep early. I'm not saying that's your fault because I am the garbage man. That's what I do. It's my job. Always has been. But the last time either Taylor or Phoebe came over and you went to bed early.
And you're like, Mom, lazy. She's asleep.
No, they offered to help. I thought it was sweet, but it's like, nope, the garbage is my job.
It's just so sweet. I don't know. I just wanted to say thanks to them. And any kid growing up, you know, if you're only going home every once in a while, offer to do those things and you will own your parents' heart.
Yeah. Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
At 6:50, Jody has three things to know today.
Coming up next, we all agree and know that taking breaks during a workday is important for your own mental health. How many a day do you take and what are you doing? We have those on the way. On our website for our easy Easter recipes this year, one of the things there I want you to know is homemade peanut butter eggs. They can be made. Now it's.
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
Sam is already. I can feel your disdain.
You're never going to beat Reese's.
You're not going to beat it. And it's a lot. It's a good bit of work.
I'm going to tell you the only thing that, you know, is one of my favorite peanut butter alternates is made by the folks at Bucky's, the convenience store chain.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And it's those peanut butter filled, what do they call those? Beaver bites? Or no. It's all about the beaver, you know? But it's Bucky. No, that's not Bucky Nuggets.
No.
It's not.
Look at me. I think it's a Bucky Bite or a Beaver Bite or something. I think you're right.
Yes. Whatever it is, it's chocolate with peanut butter on the inside. And I don't know how they mastered that one.
It's pretty darn good. That one is really good.
Yeah,
I know.
It's like a Reese's upgrade.
Anyway, there is a homemade peanut butter eggs recipe on our website at murphysamandjody.com. It does take a little bit of work. You roll stuff out. Then you put it in the freezer to let it get a little hard. And then you dip it in chocolate. Like, it's a thing.
Yeah.
But I want you to know you can do it with your kids, okay? Or you can buy Reese's, like Sam was going to say.
Yeah, let's dirty up the kitchen. Or...
maybe it's about the event of doing it together.
Yeah. Family time
and dad
stuff.
sneaking in and eating the peanut butter, because that's exactly what Murphy would do. Ooh. He'd be our sampler.
I probably would.
Okay. So go get that recipe. All of our easy Easter recipes at murphysamandjody.com. From our Instagram and Facebook pages, I want to jump to something we've talked about a lot, how important it is for your mental health for you to take breaks during your work day.
Yeah. Okay? Oh, yeah.
We know that you should. For your own productivity and mental state. But what do you do with that sacred time? Like, what do you do during your break? Sam, would you like to answer before I get to Paul and Tish and there?
For me, Facebook, Twitter, that's something to waste time.
I usually don't
take mental breaks.
I know you don't.
I just work right through it.
That was a trick question because I know you don't.
Oh, I failed.
Could have got you on that
one.
I go outside,
get nature, get a walk, get a coffee, whatever.
Me too. Sometimes it's just a deep breath and a slow exhale. I mean,
with a cigarette?
No.
Okay.
Years ago, maybe, not now.
Paul says, I ride my mountain bike or hike in the woods.
Oh.
Yeah. Tish says, I put on headphones and listen to music.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And Irish. Iris says, outside of my job, I like to get facials, manicures. I go work out. But at work, I walk around if I have a chance. Get up and walk. Thank you. Keep it coming. We love hearing from you.
Next, Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
Remember a year ago when we first heard about and started watching and binging the Netflix show Quarterback?
This is about as close as they'll ever get to seeing what it's like to be a quarterback in this league.
Kirk Cousins.
I dedicate my life to
Patrick
football.
Mahomes.
All day.
It was crazy good because it was a docuseries that followed quarterbacks day to day at home, in the gym, in the ice baths. You know,
in the games, right?
On the field for practice, you know, in the room watching tape, not whatever you call it, but
I didn't
it was everything.
Really know much about Kirk Cousins before watching that.
I know. And then you know everything.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
He's just a great person.
And what a tough person he is. Physically tough. What?
He was beat up in that.
So I was so excited about this. And of course, Peyton Manning and Eli Manning brought this, you know, they're the producers of it. Well, I don't have information on Quarterback Season 2, although I want it. I've been watching it like crazy, waiting for it, and I don't have it. But we do have that they've announced they're going to do one called Receiver now. Mm. Okay? So they're going to focus on receivers.
Yeah.
Like Minnesota Viking Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
Davante Adams from the Raiders.
Ooh.
San Francisco 49ers George Kittle. And many, many more. And that's just a different player in the game to follow and all that they deal with.
Kittle's going to be
And that
be
one's
going
to be, by the way, we'll have it this summer on Netflix.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Sam is the food dude.
Free wings starting this week at TGI Fridays. One stipulation, you have to be a loser.
If it's new and you can eat it, Sam's found it. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by Chick-fil-A.
TGI Fridays is looking to help out all us losers when it comes to,
losers in what?
March Madness losers.
Oh.
Like, you got your bracket picked out, and if it goes bust, they want you to bring in your losing bracket to a TGI Fridays. And
That's funny.
They're going to turn your L's into W's. Free wings.
Well, that's cute.
That's funny.
You bring it in, you show them, look, I lost, and they'll give you a six-piece wing free.
That's nice. That also gets you in the door, so smart for them. Something that's going on with many, many, many people right now.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Also something going on right now. We got that solar eclipse coming up April the 8th.
Yes.
So Sonic has come out with a special treat just in time for it. Blackout slush float. This is cool.
Okay.
And every one you buy, they give you a pair of solar glasses, too. So you'll have your glasses to watch it.
Okay.
It's cotton candy and dragon fruit flavor. They put some soft serve ice cream on top with some sprinkles, and it's black.
Dark.
You know, like an
eclipse.
Cool.
That's cool. I like that.
Everyone else probably needs to get on that. It's time to get your specials ready for
it. We should have done.
And I'm glad they're reminding with the glasses because, you know, you don't look at an eclipse, and that's one of those things. It's just, you know, it's an important reminder.
The more you know.
Yeah.
Also, moving on, hamburger time here. Jack in the Box. They are reintroducing their Smashed Jack. This is a smash burger. The reason that they're reintroducing it, remember when Popeyes came out with the chicken sandwich and they were like wiped out and they had to take it off the menu a while?
I do remember that, yeah.
Jack in the Box did the same thing earlier this year. They put out these smash burgers and everybody went nuts. And like within 2 weeks, they were wiped out nationwide.
Oh, well, that's cool
so
for them.
They've been
good
building up the supply and they say, we're not going to run out anymore. And they're back. So
hired more people to smash burgers.
Good problem.
And speaking of burgers, Red Robin has one that I don't even know if I would try this one. It's called the Lava Queso Burger. Basic hamburger.
But.
And it's got queso fundido poured over the top of it.
Oh, I thought when you said lava, I thought you meant inside, like when you bite.
Oh.
Like lava cake?
No, not lava cake.
Or
this
like
is,
super hot.
This is like the cheese is poured over the top like a lava running
That's
down.
That's pretty.
Yeah,
I'm
but
sure
you won't
it's
be
delish.
Able to. You have to use you a will knife be able and fork. To,
no, you can get dirty when eating a hamburger.
Right. Or, I mean, what's wrong with eating a hamburger with a knife and fork? It's still a hamburger.
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
No, guys.
That's not the way to eat it.
Coming up next.
Jody's got three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Jackson Hewitt.
Number one, the CDC putting out a warning across the country about the spread of measles this year. So far, 58 cases reported in 17 states. Those numbers are significant because that equals the number of cases reported in all of 2023. Hmm. They're stressing to make sure that you talk to your doctor and get your measles vaccine. Of course, that is up to you, but it's an airborne virus, and one person can infect up to 18 people around them. So Talk to your doctor. Number two, the FAA is looking hard at Boeing again. There was another plane that lost control last week and injured dozens of people. Mm. And it's prompted another investigation. And they're going to be looking at 200 or so of the planes for wire damage in the wing. And the FAA believes, and this was a spokesperson who said that the manufacturer has let the culture of safety slip at their plants to maximize profits. So, yes, a lot of light on them, and rightly so. And number three, today is the anniversary of the start of Twitter. On this day in 2006 was the first tweet. One of the co-creators just tweeted, just setting up my Twitter, T-W-T-T-R. They didn't do the vowels back then. Because you were trying to keep a certain number of...
Well, now that it's called X, do we still call it tweets?
I mean, a lot of people do. And by the way, there have been 1.3 billion accounts and tweets since that day.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
When a woman walks into a messy room, her cortisol levels spike.
I didn't think you wore those underdresses anymore. Oh, that's not what
very
you mean.
Cute. Very cute. We mentioned this yesterday in Three Things to Know, and I've got to talk about it with you, because all of my life that's happened to me, and I didn't realize. You know this, Murphy.
I don't think that's just a woman thing, by the way. I think it's a guy thing, too, right?
Say for women especially.
I do, right?
For certain people, but for women especially. Yeah. Now, I know it probably works with Sam.
Oh, definitely.
But the more stuff...
Wait, do I have cortisol?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably more than most.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, well, I'm just saying, all of my life, when I've walked into a certain room, and honestly, if it's a house with too much stuff in it, and I walk in... I start to feel like I can't breathe.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
But in your own home, it also takes on an emotional thing, because you identify yourself with it. Like, this is me. Mm-hmm. This is my home. That's why I throw stuff away so much.
I think even when you're not paying attention to it, it's a subtle level of stress that you just don't catch when there's clutter.
It's true. That's why when you walk into a hotel room or an Airbnb and everything, let's say you go into a room that's staged and you're like, because all that baggage is not there, like haunting you, all that extra stuff.
Well, it's also that feeling of self-satisfaction. I mean, really, is there a better feeling than once you've got something cleaned and organized? It's like, whoa.
Isn't that funny? We identify with our spaces as much as anything.
Right.
So the reason for the whole story, and I love sharing it, and I just wanted to dig in deeper, is that spring cleaning can be good for you mentally, not just for your house or for you being able to find your keys. It can be good for you mentally. And experts say if it seems overwhelming, it doesn't mean you have to deep clean all day and your house has to pass some sort of glove test. You can start with a drawer. You can start with one little closet and do one thing a day, you know, kind of naturally.
Or just do like an hour.
Right.
You know, put yourself on a hard limit of an hour and pick up there next time you do it.
Yeah.
I have a dear friend who's mom and dad still lived in this very big house that they raised the kids in. And as her mom got older, she said, look, all I do is I clean up in one room a day so that she wouldn't have to, you know, spend all day or all weekend cleaning a big house. And that would wreck her. So one room she would pick up in and clean in every day. Good luck, and good luck with those cortisol levels.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
At 7:50, Jody has three things to know today.
On the way next, I got to tell you about this. My daughter is afraid I'm going to embarrass her at a fancy event this weekend.
For real.
This Saturday, I have to escort my daughter, Maddie, for her sorority presentation.
Sam.
She's a member of the sorority. This is her first year, but they present all the first-year people for some reason in the spring.
Now, this isn't a speaking thing, right?
No. It's like you come out of the house, I guess, and walk down a sidewalk. She holds my arm.
Okay.
Sit down, and then you watch everybody get presented.
Sweet.
Maddie's concerned that I might embarrass her by fangirling something.
Oh,
I'm going to
really?
Take you back to the fall. When I was helping Maddie move into the dorm... ran into a guy who was a former major leaguer, College World Series hero, Warren Morris.
Yes.
I recognize him because that's from my era back then. And I was like, can I take a picture? And we were both sweating. Took a picture, and then he says, well, since I gave you the picture, will you help me lift this heavy thing out of the truck?
Oh, right. I remember
like, yeah,
this.
Of course I will.
Okay.
So fast forward to now.
That's why he was there.
Yes. Turns out. His daughter is also in Maddie's sorority.
Huh. Okay.
So she's being presented as well
this
weekend.
So you're going to see your old buddy again.
Whoa. Morris North. Alphabet? Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, now, is this an assumption, or do you know there's nobody between?
There's one person between us. I've already gotten the list.
Stalker.
Maddie sent it to me. She goes, look who's two people before us.
Right.
And
okay.
I looked, and I was like, oh, my God. And she goes,
please don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She says, I know you're going to ask him for a picture again. I said, no, I won't do it. I got my picture. It's over. Now, right. If he comes and talks to me.
Well, what
totally
you all,
different
what
story.
You, first of all, number one, she's correct to ask that. This is her moment. And I love that she stood up for herself and said that to you.
Oh, yeah.
Way to go, Maddie.
Yeah.
And now you know how she feels about it. So take that with you. Keep that in your pocket and remember that. But the other thing is, you did meet this man. You are friendly now. After it's over, you can go up to him and outstretch your hand.
Yeah.
Hi, you remember me?
He's going to say no. I mean,
he might not. If he's
I'm your buddy, remember?
If he's paying attention to what's going on to people behind him.
You know, and honestly, for, as far as Maddie goes, she doesn't have to worry. I mean, I had my jollies back in then when I was all sweaty and we were doing it. And it was, this time it's like, this is serious professional stuff.
Well, you could always get your fix by pulling up the gallery in your phone real quick right before you walk and then close it back out. And
or I could get the picture printed, maybe get an autograph.
And then never get invited back by Maddie.
Right, that won't cost a scene.
Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Optima Tax Relief.
I know you're not the biggest fan of reboots in Hollywood, but hold on, because there's one at the box office landing. You can even go see it today that's going to do well, because in 2021, we had Ghostbusters Afterlife, and it did so well. The new one, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, is here.
It's an unimaginable evil with the power to kill by fear itself.
Like, literally scared to death?
Okay, I know you heard Dan Aykroyd. Dan Aykroyd, you heard that? You also heard the new team of Ghostbusters, Paul Rudd. He's in this. Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things is in this. And then everybody else is back. The classics, Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray. It looks crazy good and scary and right in the right lane. When they first made these movies in the 80s, the story was there, great story, but they didn't have the sort of effects that we have today. So here's what I'm going to say.
The giant Stay Puft Marshmallow,
got
man.
Got the funny stuff here, but also the effects that make it super scary, right? It's quite a ride. They're expecting to make like $45 million in the first weekend. So it's opening today. We also have Immaculate. It's a horror film starring Sydney Sweeney.
Oh.
That one's, just so you know, that one's available at the box office this weekend as well.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody, I believe you will enlighten us.
Yeah, girls. Since you guys want to know what a French manicure is and where it came from, that little lesson is on the way.
Oui, oui.
Subscribe to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast. Free and easy.
From our email at murphysamandjody.com, Murphy, you had asked me yesterday, what was a French manicure? And I did my best to describe it to you. They're gorgeous.
Yeah, it almost sounds saucy, racy kind of, until you really, you know what I mean?
See, I don't think that.
I don't know, because when you say something's French, you know. I mean,
he just means the way it sounds.
Right, ooh la la, right.
Oh, she had a French manicure.
Okay, so to ease your mind, this is from Alicia, and I love this, that she emailed this in. Contrary to what you might deduce from the name, this technique did not originate in France. Its origins lie in big, glitzy Hollywood, where in 1975, a manicurist, Jeff Pink was his name, gave birth to what would become the world's most famous nail art. At the time, there was a custom of matching the actress's nail polish with their change of dress, an operation that took a lot of the crew's time. Huh. Directors starting asking manicurists to come up with a neutral and easily adaptable nail look, so Jeff Pink had the idea to create what is now the most famous nail art ever. Actresses and directors were enraptured by the beauty and simplicity of such a natural and versatile style. The regrowth was hardly visible and suited every stage outfit. The invention quickly caught on in the fashion industry, winning the attention of stylists. The following year, at Paris Fashion Week, numerous models paraded around with pink base nails and white smile lines, meaning at the end, white tips. Jeff Pink took the opportunity to christen and present his creation to the world, the French manicure.
Now, well, Alicia, so that really did, in a roundabout way, kind of got it started in France on a runway, right?
In Hollywood.
I'm surprised he didn't call it a pink manicure. Of course, I guess that could be confusing.
It would be.
You know, color
pink. Pink manicure sounds like it's all one color
pink. Yeah.
And I guess, you know, on the set of a movie, though, are you really going to see somebody's nails that closely?
I think that you should see. This is why people on movie sets have stylists.
And yeah, sure. Yes. I understand.
Women especially pay attention to that sort of stuff. Okay. I mean, I do. I don't look at every woman's nails.
In the movies?
Sure.
I totally understand that.
Wow.
Right.
Okay.
Details matter. They do. So thank you, Alicia. I love it. And keep it coming. You can email us anytime at murphysamandjody.com.
Coming up, Jody has three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Powered by Jackson Hewitt.
Number one, did you catch that the Mega Millions jackpot is almost Mega Billion? For real, they didn't have a winner on Tuesday, so the jackpot has surpassed $977 million, almost a billion.
All right, well, so when's the next one?
Friday.
Okay.
And if more tickets are purchased, you know, it can go even higher. Now, you're still more likely to be struck by lightning, but hey, you never know, right?
Thanks.
Number two. French Bulldogs are still the most popular breed for the second year in a row in America, according to the American Kennel Club.
That's because they talk.
They're called Frenchies. They're small and they don't bark much, which makes them really good apartment dogs for many. You know, to me, my favorite dogs in my life, it's never been about the breed. But other breeds that are hot on the list for Americans, Labs, Golden Retrievers, and Poodles also rounding out
Chihuahuas?
The top five.
Man.
And number three, today is the start of Men's March Madness on TNT, TBS, True TV, and CBS. This is when fans try to
figure out. That's so you can get all the games.
Right, and that's when fans try to figure out how to get to True TV.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's the first round of the NCAA men's tournament starting today. The women's tournament tips off on Friday, and for those watching brackets, they always say watch these two teams closely, UConn and Purdue.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Take us along anytime it's convenient for you. It's the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast. Free, easy to grab. It's the whole show every day, rolled up into one little podcast. And there's an after the show as well.
So, Jody, I haven't told you this yet. I know we're married and all, but...
We do this a lot, though. We share things with each other, with Sam present as our witness.
Small challenge at the at the house that we're going through right now.
Okay.
Uh-oh. And so... we've had to resod part of the yard. You know, last year it was so hot, a lot of the grass died.
Yeah.
And there was an area that we had removed some old rotten wood deck. And so we needed to put some grass down because we were a dust bowl every day.
Yeah.
So the sod is down now. It's being cared for.
It looks so pretty.
It does look good. But, you know, one thing that I've noticed is the dogs. Mm-hmm. Now, this is like a free-for-all. You know, it's kind of like exploring new territory. It's a new place to, you know.
Drop things.
Leave their mark.
Yeah.
And
you said it was okay for them to go there.
Well, it's the problem is that all three of them mark on top of each other, which last year killed a number of spots in the backyard. And after spending the money to have the yard resod, I don't want that to be a problem. You know?
Simple solution. You put a sign out there. No dogs allowed.
So the first, you know, the first moment, Edie went out, you know, for the marking order is Edie, Sparky, Champ. It's predictable.
Champ is king.
It's what it is. She's female. The two males, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And so she was the first to go in the grass area. And that's where I realized, I don't want all three of them in the same spot. Certainly, they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
They've got this entirely new, huge area. No, not so. So I told the other dogs, no. and tried to walk in the other, you know, walk farther out of the yard. And they stopped.
They didn't even go.
They looked at me like I was stupid.
They
went. Here's what wound up happening. Finally, I'm on the other side of the yard, and when I told them, okay, go potty, Champ went right back to that same spot.
Well,
yeah.
So I had a job to do.
I had to take the hose out and, you know, and spray that. Yeah, because I don't want them killing the new spot. So now I'm walking them out together. So wherever I get Edie to go, the others go.
Wow.
I think we've got a routine going, so maybe I've got a
smart way,
solution.
I guess, because what you're battling is like, you know, their instinct.
Yeah, I know.
And did they spin around in a circle for 5 minutes first also?
Well, no, that they don't do that in that part of the yard.
Did you tell them how much you spent on the grass?
They still don't understand.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, Sam has music news.
Yeah, we'll find out who the front runner is to sing the next James Bond theme song.
Sam's Got Music News.
Brought to you by Sky Rizzy.
Well, the odds makers are already throwing down the numbers on who's going to sing the next James Bond theme song.
Okay.
And we still don't know who the next James Bond is,
right?
Despite those rumors.
It's coming, right.
But number one leading the way is Lady Gaga.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
That sounds like a good choice.
It does.
If that happens. Also up in the running there, Dua Lipa, also a good choice.
Oh, correct.
Taylor Swift and Lana Del Rey. All of those are pretty good choices.
All of those can, I mean, and you don't probably don't think of Taylor Swift for that, but she can do really anything.
Mm-hmm.
She can.
Also, speaking of Lady Gaga, she has added another Vegas residency for jazz.
Oh, okay.
That's what Murphy wants to do.
Jazz and piano that she did.
Yeah.
She hasn't done it in years. Well, she's bringing it back, but here's the thing. It's only 10 days, June and July of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it does cover July 4th weekend, so hey, you know, maybe that's the time to get out to Vegas.
Right.
Tickets go on sale this Saturday if you want to catch that, June 19th through July the 6th.
You know, okay. I just think that's one of the really cool things about her. You know, a pop, you know, just superstar, mm-hmm. and then honors this other timeless kind of music is really cool.
And it is a good
reminder that any artist, if they're an artist, should be able to do any sort of genre that they want.
You're right.
Moving on, we got another record for Taylor Swift. Sing goodbye,
step by thousand. Is it Disney Plus?
Still in Disney Plus. Yes, the Eras Tour, Disney Plus, Taylor's version, is the record now for the most streamed music special of all time.
Of course.
And it did it in just 3 days.
Sam, I have to tell you this. When the girls were at the house last night, Phoebe said she watched it with a friend of hers.
Yeah.
And that she said she has her own Disney Plus account. I'm like, we have it here. She goes, no, Dad canceled it. And I was like, what?
Somebody tried to log in as me, it sounds like.
I didn't know that he canceled Disney Plus.
You did?
Well, it was bundled with all that other stuff, you know? I'll bring it back.
Learn that the hard way.
She won't be watching the Eras Tour.
You got a choice. You know, we can have Max and Apple Plus, or we can't. You know,
fine. This is Hard Knocks at Home with Murph.
Interesting thing, too. You realize it's now been 1 year this week since Taylor Swift started the Eras Tour.
Oh, whoa.
It seems like forever, but it's only been 1 year.
That's right.
Yeah.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Powered by Optima Tax Relief.
Actor Brian Cox, who is famous for his role in Succession as Logan Roy.
Everything I've done in my life, I've done for my children.
Ah, the patriarch.
Now that the show is wrapped up, he keeps getting a lot of voice work, and rightly so, because he's got quite a voice.
Oh, yeah. He's on commercials all over the
and
place.
You recognize him.
You hear
him.
It and you go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Succession. It's Logan Roy. So the word is Brian Cox will be voicing voicing Santa Claus in a holiday movie on Netflix called That Christmas. It's animated, but I'm thinking,
that's perfect.
I hope he gets warm and fuzzy for that and not so scary.
Yeah, I hope he's not mean like Logan was.
I don't know anything about it, but it'll debut later this year on Netflix. It's an animated one.
Probably around Christmas, huh?
I think so. Okay, House of the Dragon, season 2. We know we have posters out now. We know we have a date, which is June on HBO Max, and now we have a trailer.
And no war so bloody as a war between dragons.
If you even halfway liked Game of Thrones and halfway liked the first season of this, you have to at least watch the trailer. It's like 2 minutes long, and it's beautiful. You know why?
Why?
The dragons. You've never seen anything so crazy.
Well, I did halfway like the first season.
Well, there you go. Forgot to tell you this, Sam, last night when Taylor and Phoebe were home visiting with me and Murph.
Cleaning the kitchen.
They did clean the kitchen for me, which was so sweet. And then after that, we all sat in the living room and were visiting. And Taylor got her pet, Nugget, her bearded dragon, out of the terrarium and let Nugget sit on her shoulder. And in watching Nugget in that environment, I was reminded that's where she's happiest. On her person. Meanwhile, since Taylor and Phoebe, you know, live at school, this dragon is in that terrarium on that rock all day, every day almost. Because I just have not found it in my schedule to take the dragon out and, you know, carry it around and pet it.
Like, because I remember when they were little, they used to run off under the sofa and stuff.
Yes.
They don't do that. I mean, he doesn't do that anymore.
She's older. I mean, she probably would.
Yeah.
I've never been comfortable with, my fear is that I'll lose her in the house somewhere. Mm. Right?
Well, and with dogs, we've always been cautious. You know, they don't understand this is a pet, you know.
Right. They're not. They're super curious about this dragon. They're well aware that she lives behind glass. But if she were out, you know, scooting across the sofa, I don't even want to know what would have happened. So when I say I've kept her, you know, in her home, in her terrarium for most of the time.
Yeah.
And I regret that. Watching her lay on Taylor, and she, you know what she does? She loves hair. And so she loves to sort of nudge her head, and she wiggles her head into Taylor's hair. It's so sweet. And it's like, this is the way, she should be treated this way every day. So I literally have regret about this pet that I'm not doing enough.
Well, she's still being fed well. She is in the living room where she can be around everybody, which I know sounds silly, but that has made a difference. You know that? That was your idea, and it works.
When you put a dragon on your shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they poop accidentally.
That was my question.
Not often.
When we used to have parakeets when we were little, you know, you could put them on your shoulder and they would sit there and talk. But there was always a...
Yeah, well, you know when it's coming because they start wiggling their booty.
Oh, okay. So that's a warning.
They start wiggling their booty because,
It's really only a once a day thing. It's not like they, you know, that's the nice thing about a bearded dragon. Yeah, right, exactly.